We were at June the 8th, Tuesday night, 2010. We are on part two of the seven seals of the book of Revelation, chapter 6. Monday night, we went over the white horse and the rider and all that it represented. Tonight, right off the back of the white horse comes the red fiery or Pyros horse and the rider. And again, explicitly talking about an event. The horse and the rider, it's all about prophetic drama. The drama that brings about communication. The horse and the rider and what they represent will affect the entire world and alter all of history. Something that's been plotted, something that's been planned. It is bloodshed. It is the shedding of the blood of, I will even say many believers worldwide. We're talking about the coming chaos, the anarchy, the civil insurrection, and the human butchery. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, on this Tuesday the 8th, 2010. And we are going over a series out of the book of Revelation to deal with the prophetic revelation of God. Now, this is the data. Remote viewers talk about receiving data from the Akashic Records. Others would receive communication from spirit beings, spirit guides. And, they call it spiritual energy. But when it comes to finite sources, and even in Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Sylvia Brown, New Agers, the psychics, the remote viewers of today, we find massive limitation. We find very sparse accuracy, clear accuracy. And we also find that it points individuals away from the living God, from the work, the plan, the will of the living God, the revelation of God, and specifically pointing people away from the living Christ and all that he is. Listen, there is the revelation of God, my friends, and there is also the revelation, counterfeit revelation, data coming out, of the dark side, unprecedented as never before in human history. If you listen to me on the Monday night show, we talked about the white horse representing the spirit of Antichrist, the birth of Antichrist, the evolutionary development of the Antichrist's work, all the way to the apocalypse Anthropos Anamos, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, about the revelation or the unveiling of the Antichrist. But we must remember that he will be here many, many years prior to that unveiling. The shadow government, the shadow military, the counterfeit alternative spiritual movement, has been operative as never before in history. We have seen the predictions in the Word of God in Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, in the book of Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2, or in 1 John. The absolute predictions of Christ himself, Matthew 24. Concerning the end of days, the number one and the first thing to consider is the massive spiritual seduction, the massive spiritual deception, the false prophets, false teachers, false Christs, those that would come in the name of Jesus, claiming that they're him, including the Antichrist, the one who is to be unveiled. Taking a look at all of it, looking at all the implications, we've got to understand where we are in all of this. It is my personal opinion that it's very possible the white horse, the issue of the white horse, the opening of that seal or the occurrence of the beginnings of the spiritual deception unprecedented in human history has already begun. And that Antichrist has been birthed, raised, and is out there right now, but not yet revealed to the world. That does not mean that he's not operative. According to the book of Daniel, this little horn will be involved in lesser behind-the-scenes political powers in his building to that day. So you've got to understand the white horse and the conquest of counterfeit spirituality, deception, seduction. There is a conquest of counterfeit Christ, counterfeit Word of God, counterfeit revelation, counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles. My dear friends listening right now, by the providence of God, whether your background is remote viewer, a psychic, or a cultist, maybe you're one of the undergrounders listening now, the Word of God gives great insight to the playbook of Satan himself, showing us exactly the sequence of the satanic evolution. We have been in that frog in the kettle approach probably, maybe since the 60s. James Webb, a cult historian, has said that the 60s demonstrated the second largest proliferation of occult literature in history. It occurred in the 60s in the United States with the unleashing of massive numbers of books and materials and counterfeit and occult spirituality, the birth of the Church of Satan, the Satanic Bible, the incredible infusion of drugs. A massive change seemed to flood the United States, the rest of the world. Now, the occult historian has said also that the first largest proliferation of occult literature was in the beaten down, hurting German, the nation of Germany, prior to the rise of Nazism, and that the occult literature and secret societies and the spiritual manifestation that began to operate in the hurt, beaten down, and confused nation of Germany gave rise to a new spiritual political ideology, which the world is known now as the Nazis, Hitler, and what deception flowed from that spiritual fountain, well, brought the deaths of millions upon millions upon millions in a horrific, horrific world war that included the attempt to annihilate an entire nation, an entire race of people. We all know that it was spiritual in its origins, and the spiritual origins brings about political ideology, military enforcement, vision for a nation, and the powerful drive that propelled the Nazis to a global conquest, searching for a 1,000-year Reich reign under, well, pagan powers, pagan gods, anything and everything but the real Christ of God. Now in the 60s, the second great or largest proliferation of literature that would open the hearts of millions nationwide and around the world, to the point now of hundreds of millions in the New Age movement, the largest occult or alternative spiritual movement in the history of Christendom. And it is a movement that brings counterfeit Christ, counterfeit word, counterfeit revelation, counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, counterfeit communications, dreams, interactions, developments, a counterfeit vision for the world, globalism, a counterfeit coming Savior, the world teacher, the Maitreya, the Mahdi, whatever you want to call him. The Word of God defines him as the little horn. The Word of God defines him as Antichristu. The Word of God defines him as Therion, the a beast, literally, Satan in human skin. Now, that's Monday night. We went over that, and in preparation for the coming chaos, the anarchy, the civil insurrection, and the human butchery. Listen, I believe the event that will shock the world, that millions feel in, well, maybe even billions, feel that it's in the air, that somehow, some way, all hell is about to break loose in the world. Well, I got to tell you that I believe that what they're feeling is what has been plotted, what is next on the horizon, and soon the revelation that God gave 2,000 years ago, the heads up, the picture of this, will actually occur. Peace will be taken from the earth. Men will begin to, well, slaughter one another in civil insurrection and butchery. We're going to define that tonight in this revelation of the red or the Pyros horse. It is dramatic. It is emphatic. It is biblical, prophetic drama or revelation in pictorial form, communicating in very dramatic ways. Again, each one of these horses and the riders represent very clearly worldwide impact. The white horse with the spiritual conquest to seduce the world, prepare the world, develop the spirit of Antichrist, bring in the most manifest presence of demonic entities than ever in all of history. Even 1 Timothy 4:1 predicted that 2,000 years ago. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, in the panoramic view, under the work, the supernatural operative power of Satan, counterfeits signs, wonders, and miracles. It's all in preparation for the coming apocalypse. Now, I've got to stress this point. The Antichrist will be more operative as far as numbers of years before he's even unveiled to the world. In the apocalypse of the Antichrist to the world, there may be only about 6.5, 7 at the max years. Obviously, if it's in total, well, contrast to or in counterfeit to the birth and then the eventual arrival of Jesus Christ, his anointing, John the Baptist, and his declaration as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Savior of the world, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord would be upon him in fulfillment of a 700-year-old prophecy out of Isaiah. And so Jesus is unveiled and begins his ministry at about 30 years old. And so if it's done in exact counterfeit, please understand that Antichrist will be alive for at least 30 years prior, and that he's connected to a regime. That if you think in terms of the implications, if you understand how the underground, real bloodline, Luciferic agenda works, then they have been operative for a long time. The rituals have been flowing and going on for a long time. The preparation of a woman, probably deeply possessed, possibly what we call one of the chosen ones, a satanic chosen one, a Babylon working baby. In preparation, there is a spirit to female human cause of conception. When it came to Mary, it was God the Holy Spirit, infinite God to female human, and we have the mix of God in human flesh when it comes to the counterfeit incarnation. We will have Satan in human skin. The cause of the conception in counterfeit to Christ's would be Satan. He's also considered a spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 down, he's the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work. He's the spirit now operative. The Greek word work, I've said many times, has the context of a supernatural operative working, progressive, strong, dramatic. It's the same word used in 2 Thessalonians 2, where there is a secret power of lawlessness already at work. It's already been done. Once we get to the rise, the actual visual appearance of the Antichrist, please understand the things that will occur before that. So the white horse represents the entirety, the totality, the rise of the spirit of Antichrist, the rise of the Antichrist regime. It is both a system and a person that runs the system. Antichrist is the, well, Satan in human skin that will run the system. But you can be sure the system will be in place. Many of you who've studied occult secret societies tried to track the underground. And please understand, it's hard to track because primarily they're bathed in supernatural powers that cloak them in secrecy. The parable Jesus teaches about the evil one coming during the night, it's all done in secrecy. 2 Thessalonians 2, a secret or hidden occult satanic power operative until the unveiling. All of it's to be done deeply, secretively, and supernaturally so. The underground Luciferian Satanists, they understand clearly that secrecy is the law. In that development, the troops of Antichrist have been, well, being forged and built. They're called, in their own terminology, chosen ones. Prepare to bring in the great chaos. They've been operative for the last 40 years, obviously, out there. Now, we've written the book, The Black Awakening, which describes the many different streams, occult streams and New Age streams and old ancient prophecies and New Age and Nazi and all the different streams that bring about the same, satanic conclusion. The event of the rise of globalism is because of the spirit behind it. The rise of globalism is literally everywhere, infecting politics and military vision and military development and military weaponization. It is in the UN. It is in the United States government. Yes, there is shadow government. Yes, there is shadow military. And yes, propelled by a secret power of lawlessness. Now, that's all about the white horse we've already been dealing with. We need to tell you very clearly, it matches what Jesus teaches in Matthew 24. Before the violent bloodshed and all the visible and massive global earth-shaking, history-altering events, it is a spiritual unleash. It is a spiritual manifestation. Counterfeit didache of demonoia, doctrines of demons. Again, the 60s brought about what an occult historian has said is the second largest proliferation. Now, you've noticed from the 60s on, and even if you go back to the 40s and the end of the Nazi war, and where did all the demonic presence go? Where did all the servants go? Where did all those, you know, and again, you track the trail, the rat lines, and the development of the belief in a 1,000-year reign, the belief in a coming world supernatural leader, the belief in a pagan, we would call it a demonic, demonically empowered era. It has all been going on since that time. You can track it through the 60s, see through the 70s, and see that we are in right now, right now, in the history of the human race since the fall, the largest, broadest, unequaled, unprecedented demonic manifestation the world has ever known. The influence is like, though, the frog in the kettle approach, going on for 30, 40 or more years, developing to the point, as I say now, the dark side, the troops of hell are packed at that thin veil that separates them from us. The development of the regime, the elite, those who will be the regime politically, in the military, in the economic realm, in the communications realm, it's been being worked on for many, many, many years. Obviously, in fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2, it has to be a progressive thing and gets stronger and stronger and stronger. It will include the kings, political, military leaders of the world. It will include nations being infected in their politics and in their critical mass of thinking and decision and direction as a nation. And it will involve literally billions of people being influenced, looking for a new hope, a new dream. I believe the 2012 Mayan prophecies play into the occult or the dark side, part of the deception, part of what we're hearing in the New Age of a coming spiritual planetary wave, a evolution of human consciousness to deity. Now that was presented in the garden so many thousands of years ago when the fallen cherub offered to the unaffected, unpolluted human race a doctrine of, spiritual evolution to deity. But you have to chuck God, dethrone God per se, and embrace someone else and embrace a different revelation that has a different source. So I'm going to say again, by God's providence, because of those who will listen, because of those who listen to the preemption broadcast, go to the Shadow of the Darkness site, and have listened on the live series, over 70 nations and hundreds of thousands have been downloading all of these, MP3s that we've been doing in Russia and China, in Italy, in Lithuania, in South Africa, in South America, all across the United States. Again, 60, 70, and even up to 80 nations of the world. I want to say welcome to you, and I think that many of you know the Spirit of God compelling me to bring about, the message of God in Christ. This is the incredible message that I would plead with New Agers and psychics and remote viewers. I would plead with old occultists and seekers and questers. Once again, turn your eyes upon the Christ of God at the cross, God in human flesh, and what was done there at the cross, a power wielded that involves indestructible immortality. It involves personal and eternal fellowship, relationship with God, and a coming day of glorification in which you shall see God face to face. Now, the alternative data, the alternative revelation, involves the white horse. The white horse of Revelation 6 and the first seal that's broken, it's all about the revelation, God showing the massive, massive global, on a progressive level, a conquest, a linear, sequential conquest. It has a beginning. It builds and builds and builds and builds. And somewhere in the development of the building of that spiritual rule, that spiritual presence and manifestation, that deception that seeks, as we read in Revelation chapter 12. Have you read it? Revelation 12. Concerning the full force of the dark side, the dragon, the revelation of God in describing the presence of the fallen cherub and all of his force as the dragon, the ancient serpent, the devil. Now listen, it says there very clearly who seeks to do something. Lead the whole world astray. There is a force, a power, a presence, an energy connected to this inner entity. All of this flowing from the Akashic records, flowing from occult sources, flowing from demonized places, demonized objects, hundreds of thousands to the point of millions of satanic rituals that have been done consistently month after month after month for the last 40 years, they are increasing. I want to encourage you and challenge you to go to shatterthedarkness.net. Look at the series Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. Contemplate what I brought out, what is called 500 million satanic rituals. There is no ability to advance the white horse, the development of deception and demonization into the world. It has to be real demonic power, real demonic presence. Just as in the body of Christ, it's the power of the Spirit of God that clothes us and fills us and guides us. Read the book of Acts and see the power of God advancing the cause of Christ. Please understand, in counterfeit and in contrast, the finite, real, spiritual entities, the demons, the power that they can also bring. In the last 40 years, 50 years, there's been an underground development. Literally millions of rituals have been done and are being done in supernaturally laced secrecy, just like Ezekiel chapter 8. In the powers that have been summoned and released, we also have the development of the troops of Antichrist. I can only hope that you would get a hold of the book, The Black Awakening, in reference to the detailed plan of the creation of the troops of Antichrist, the development of keeping them hidden in secret as sleepers, letting them be operative in the summoning of demons, the releasing of demons, the development of seduction spiritually, deception spiritually, that would also bring in more and more and more of the literal manifest presence of the dark side. I believe that's in fulfillment of what Jesus taught in Matthew 24, what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, what it says in Timothy 4:1, what it says in 1 John chapter 2. I believe it's what Revelation 12 is about concerning the dragon, the full force of the dark side, seeking to lead the whole world astray. White horse. In the development of that, though, and inseparable from the white horse, comes the next burst. You've got to have the spiritual seduction, spiritual deception, spiritual dark side platform in place and power in place in order for the next thing to occur. God reveals in the opening of the seal the Pyros, or the fiery red horse, like a bat out of hell, as if all hell is being unleashed. When the call comes, come forth, and the red horse and the rider begin to move. We simply have three things. It's given to him, the rider. It's given to him the idea of a power, an ability, a right, an authority. To do what? To take peace, arene. Arene is what you and I in Christ receive. The peace of God, the cessation of hostilities. We feel it inside. We know we have peace with God. Romans chapter 5. If you are born of the Spirit of God and under the blood of Christ and you know the living Savior, you are now, right now, justified in Christ and at peace with God, and the peace of God that can transcend all understanding, Philippians 3, can guard your heart and mind. You understand the peace of God. Now, the Prince of Peace is coming. Jesus said, the peace I give you, not like the world gives. So the believer in the midst of all the hell coming up and all the things that will be occurring will still have literally the peace of heaven itself, of God himself dwelling in you and on you. Peace like a river. The peace that emanates from the Prince of Peace, who's coming, Revelation 19, who shall end all wars, end all the radical evil, end all the rape and the destruction, end all the butchery, end all of it. But that's later. Even if right now the white horse represents the progressive conquest and rise of all of the Antichrist system, which I believe it does, and the eventual apocalypse of the Antichrist himself, which I believe it does, we must realize that the red horse is a powerful prophetic revelation, a picture in a communication, literally in pictorial form. God saying to you and I, this is what will happen. It will shake the earth and alter history. The event is this, that which is behind it has been given the right, or given the power, given the ability. Now, we see this in Luke's gospel when Jesus is tempted by Satan, when Satan says, offering to Jesus all the kingdoms of the world, if he would but bow down. He said, because it's been given to me. You got to understand that Satan does have rights. The God of this age, 2 Corinthians 4:4. 1 John chapter 5, the evil one in control of the whole world. You've got to understand that the reason the destabilization politically, economically, in the military saber rattling, all of this that is going on, this destabilization directly correlates to the rise, the sheer numbers, presence of demonic force and the satanic agenda. Now, here's what I believe. With the event of the white horse, the development of the unprecedented spiritual seduction, deception, powers, including the Antichrists, you know, the little ones, false prophets, false teachers, counterfeits, signs, wonders, and miracles, and in every sort of evil. This entire thrust, conquest to bring seduction to the world and bring it to the point of the reception of a Antichrist and a new age. Now, that has been operative for some time, and I believe that literally, now listen, that all the powers of hell and all of what hell wants to do, all of what that side is, I believe it's prepared. I believe it's ready. I believe Antichrist is ready. I believe his regime is ready. I believe the troops of Antichrist by the millions are ready. I believe they're bulging at the seams like a dam that the waters have come to the top and are pushing by the hundreds of millions of gallons, cracking the very cement, bulging and lapping over, ready for the full torrent. Satan has one big problem in his readiness to reveal all hell on earth, this concept of the pyros, or fiery red horse, this unleashing of chaos, anarchy, civil insurrection, and human butchery. The Luciferic plot to bring the chaos, to collapse nations, governments, law enforcement, militaries, infrastructure, information, communication, grids, food chain. In the process of this, it's very clear that we found out over the years that they will also seek, during the time of massive chaos, anarchy, collapsing of nations, when cities are burning and people are dying and millions are losing their lives, there will be a targeted elimination of anyone that's already been perceived to be resistors of the New World Luciferic Order, of the powers that will be manifest, of the rise, or the literally the apocalypse, the unveiling of that which has already been there. And so it is this chaos that enables massive collapse so that a new regime can take charge. I believe with all of my heart at this time in history that all of that is in preparation. That all hell is about to burst forth on a global scale. It is a worldwide event. It is a history-altering event. It is something that has never occurred in human history. This is way beyond 9/11, VTech, tsunamis, Haiti's earthquakes. This is way beyond all of that. This is a part of all of what Jesus talked about in Revelation or in Matthew 24. This red horse, this rider, represents the massive revolt or the rebellion spoken about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Since Bible interprets Bible, where else is that word used? Acts chapter 21, verse 21, where when Moses goes to the mountain to receive the word of God, there is a regime change. Everything is flipped over. Everything is turned over. A new rule and the golden calf and satanic worship and everything. And so this is the word that is used in Koine original Greek in reference to coups, political and military and religious rebellion, revolt. Even one old English translation calls it the Great Revolt. Others have done the same. In 2 Thessalonians 2, in reference to the parousia of the Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him, that day will not occur, very emphatic in the original Greek, until first a great revolt, and inseparably connected to the great revolt, the great rebellion, what the undergrounders have called the Black Awakening, kind of a global satanic inverted Pentecost, as far as power is concerned. An unleashing worldwide. I've called this the first of two planetary spiritual waves of power. Again, not that it hasn't developed over the last 40, 50 years, in the frog in the kettle approach, unprecedented numbers worldwide of individuals that are engaged with spirit beings, spirit power, spirit entities, all of which link to the fallen cherub, all of which link to the agenda, all of which are fulfilling the plot, the plan, the satanic scenario, that are moving towards what they want, a breaking in, a hell on earth unleashed, for a number of reasons. The demonic entity, the ascended master that guided Alice Bailey in a book called The Externalization of the Hierarchy, and in some of the other writings, in the progressive development of this spiritual demonic, well, rise to power worldwide, manifestation into the world, there is the belief for the need of a cleansing. Now even the 2012ers are all bringing the same concept in. Every source that is of demonic origin is communicating the same thing, that there's going to be a chaos, a catastrophic, chaotic chaos as never before. Millions will lose their lives. And the belief of the teaching of the Ascended Master, with Alice Bailey writing up to 21 volumes of spirit-guided alternative revelation, not from God, but from the dark side, unveiling their plot and plan, raising up millions to believe in and prepare them to be blanketed with more and more and more of the alternative spiritual events, powers, experiences, voices, visions, and supernatural encounters. All to use as instruments, doorways, through which even more can come. They will guide to massive convergences, luciferic invocations, and hundreds of thousands to the point of millions of hidden, consistent satanic rituals. Let me tell you quickly here, if we jump to the future, Revelation 16, in reference to Armageddon and the globalist world military system gathering together to meet on the field with the goal of destroying the descent of Jesus Christ, Armageddon does not occur without the satanic ritual release of demonic force that will go worldwide. We have called this the mother of all rituals, the coming spiritual planetary wave that will draw the world to its pinnacle of spiritual manifestation, demonically, of course, and to the heights of the technologies developed, I believe, that have been helped by the dark side. Weapons raised in the sky. Armageddon does not occur without the sheer global released targeted force of demonic presence. Revelation 16, study it well. I believe also that the event of the Red Horse, a revelation of God about a world shocking event and a history altering event, God's given us the heads up of an event that will bring about the death of millions, a seeming frenzied violence that will go worldwide, a sense of massive crazy chaos. And I want to say right now, millions if not billions feel it coming in the air. That literally all hell, border wars, missiles, but primarily something's going to happen. Let me give you a quick note, just real quick. In our discovery over 25 years of the underground development, yes, they are plotting and planning this kind of bloodshed, chaos, catastrophic, event. Yes, they are plotting and planning the collapse of the governments all through Europe, United States, Canada, that all governments would be affected. That there would literally be collapse, even within the military, sabotage in law enforcement and military. The sleepers by the millions have been placed. The preparations are there. They're waiting for the trigger. Like the VTEC killer, only 1,000 times more ferocious. Literally intact millions of these satanic chosen ones that are now sleepers. Subpersonalities programmed to be assassins, to blow up. They've been given their targets. They know what they're going to do on the inside. Demonically charged with power when they are triggered collectively and activation. Again, when the red horse is unleashed. The results of this revelation shows that in human society, massive chaos, anarchy, civil insurrection, and primarily human butchery will occur. This is exactly what has been plotted by the underside. This is exactly what has been believed by Albert Pike and the Masons, a chaos before a new world order. This is the detailed, and I have seen and engaged the programmed assassin personalities, the programmed ones that believe that they are here for the troops of Antichrist. I have seen the demonized. I have seen their sheer bloodthirsting hatred of God, of believers in Christ, and readiness to serve. What they believe is a bright and shining, the one to come. Let me mention to you, this is the underground and what they believe. This is what they're believing and pushing for. People have asked me over the last couple of years in conferences and on the live radio shows and by email, Russ, when do you think this is going to occur? When do you think it's going to happen? 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, 4 years away? I don't know how many years. I can tell you for sure that they, the vast underground system, they're ready. They want it. They, as I've said, are bulging at the seams to do it. The constant unleashing. Have you felt the dark power and oppression over your cities, over your nation? Have you seen the destabilization, the breaking down of the systems around you? I attribute that to the constant summoning of dark powers in satanic ritual, the releasing of those powers, not just in the covenant individuals, or in the chosen ones, or to cover the covens in their secrecy like Ezekiel 8, but also, as they've told me over the years, to unleash the powers in the air, to send them targeting political, military leaders, economic, and media leaders, just like at Bohemian Grove. Did you think for a moment it was a mock ritual human sacrifice? Did you understand that a sacrifice like that summons vast power? Dark elitists have gathered the world's most powerful people right there as dupes and unwittings, if not some of them involved, to watch and observe a human sacrifice. Very, very much like the days of 2 Kings, Manasseh, Moloch, where innocent blood was shed from one side of the nation to the other side of the nation. I declare to the United States, Canada, England, Europe, if not Russia also now, that for 40 years and in the last 20, massive increases of not only satanic ritual abuse, satanic rituals, the summoning of powers, human sacrifice and the shedding of blood to bring the powers of darkness from that side to this side, unleashing them in the air over cities, targeting preparing and plotting. Now, that's been all a part of the conquest of the White Horse. To the point of bulging at the seams. And the Red Horse must come. As I've said earlier, there's only one major issue with the full force of hell being, well, unleashed in this way, in which nations, politicians, political structures, economic, food chain, communications grid, electrical grid, all things will be collapsed, targeted purposely, and millions will die in the chaos and anarchy and civil insurrection. Underground Luciferians and Satanists we've engaged over 20-some years have told us they will target believers because they need to get resistors out of the way. Anyone who would seem to be a resistor is probably targeted already. When all hell breaks loose, watch your back. Pray for the Spirit of God to guide you and lead you and direct you. Pray for a day in which you will be the most powerful believer in Christ you've ever been in your life to unleash a great witness. Because as this hell unleashed as never, listen to me now, in all of world history, you see, the psychics, the remote viewers, Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, 2012ers, and even the alienologists, all of the entity energies powers that have brought the data, the revelation, feed the concept of a coming catastrophic collapse, preach a false promise of a new day, new hope, new age, new dawn, and evolution of human consciousness because of a new spiritual power. What's really going to happen, they're going to play off of, and that's exactly how the dark side in masqueraded presence will act. The 40, maybe 50 years of spiritual evolution and infiltration and seduction and powers that have been built up. The underground that has developed itself all through Europe, the belly of the beast, the elitists there, and most likely that is where Antichrist is right now. Operative, yes. Involved, yes. Putting his finger on the red button, per se, to unleash this hell on earth, this rebellion, this great revolt, this black awakening, this that the Red Horse event describes. Yes, they're ready. But I urge your attention to be given to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, in which you read about a restrainer, a secret power of lawlessness already at work, the coming apocalypse of Anthroposynamos, the man of lawlessness, unbridled lawlessness, unprecedented, unequaled in all the world. Look again, Matthew 24, what Jesus said. Unprecedented, unequaled, horrific times. In 2 Thessalonians 2, it refers to the rise of the Antichrist or the man of lawlessness according to the work of Satan, and counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles. But there is, by God's sovereign finger, the infinite holds the finite at bay. God doesn't strain. God isn't needing a billion angels to hold back the fortress gates. Simply God has, whether it's the Spirit of God or an angel, a restrainer that restrains this from breaking out. Two things are sure. Number one, it will. It's been being built up. I believe it's bulging at the seams and ready to go. Number two, God, in his timing, in his sovereign sight of the world, in which everything God is doing sets up in the context of even the rise of radical evil, the world for salvation, Pentecost. God's not willing that even one would perish. God orchestrates his providence for the salvation of human lives like yours and mine. God so loved the world that he will interrupt the, well, almost uncontested development of, well, Satan in literal, listen to me now, Satan in human skin. Demonic presence as never before, operative in lives, in objects, in places, in the air, at ritual sites, as never before in human history. All it takes is God having a restrainer to hold back the full force, the full powers, the entirety of the agenda, all of it together, as if it was God's pinky finger holding back the bulk of hell's bulging fury. And it is not Satan that is able to overcome the resistor. It is not the dark side that is able to remove the one who holds things back. It is God again sovereignly removing. It is God that takes away causes the resistance. The restrainer. God removes the restrainer. When God removes the restraint, guess what happens, my friend? Everything that's been at the gate, whether in the air, on the dark side of the veil, in the caverns, in the places where the sleepers are, where the regime is, everywhere, where the white horse has developed a spiritual conquest worldwide, the next event will ensure the coming, well, compliance, the attempted removal of interference. If you're a Christian, Alice Bailey, New Agers that really understand it, Luciferians know it clearly, you're in the way. The demons that I have dealt with in possessed people over the years, the vengeance, the blood they want. Well, I've had individuals demonized and committed to the Luciferian side email me and describe very clearly. I put some of this in the book, Dark Theology. Bloodthirsty vengeance. A radical, frenzied, violent demon revels. Do they revel in human sacrifice? Yes. Do they revel in human torture and pain? Yes. Will this event not only be all hell unleashed per se, but will it also even broaden the doors for global collapse economically, the food chain, the money, the governments, the places of power? Yes. Once the restrainer is removed, God removes the restraint. Here are the three things we find clearly. In this, second seal, Pyros, fiery red horse. Number one, power was given him. Power was given him. Again, the idea of even the one that opens the abyss. He has the key. He's been given the right. He acquires it just as Satan does. This is what Ephesians 4 is all about when God says for the believer not to let, don't let the sun go down on your anger and give the devil a foothold. Satan seeks authority. He seeks rights. The demons in any demonized life, anybody who's ever been demonized, it's because legal rights have been given. When Satanists are summoning powers and doing the blood sacrifices, they are literally creating the authority, the rights for the dark side to come from that side to this side. and done in the volumes that it's been done in now. And I'm going to say to America again and to the Europeans again that what we have not seen with our eyes but maybe felt, like Ezekiel the prophet who did not know, deep in the dark caverns, long-term, detestable, satanic, human sacrifice and the building of powers was occurring. Go read Ezekiel 8 as a backdrop. It took the hand of God to lead Ezekiel to supernaturally burn through the dark power and its hiddenness. Only then, could that which has been there all along be seen. So for those who are trying to connect the dots and look under the carpet, peer beneath the surface of the satanic waters, you can't do it without a superior power. Remote viewers and others that believe that they can read the dark side have no idea that the data they're receiving comes from the dark side. The Akashic Records is the grid, the spiritual grid operative by the Prince of the Power of the Air, unleashing the data even in remote viewers, joining them to the cause of a coming chaos, the false hope of a new age of Aquarius, a new dawn of civilization, a new human consciousness. That consciousness is nothing more than the layering of demonic power, the infusion of demonic power to lead to the next step and the next step until the ultimate agenda of Armageddon. Not too far from this event, and after the apocalypse of the Antichrist, we will have the black horse, the pale horse. Somewhere in all of this, the mark of the beast, the image of the beast, and the solidifying of those who will live in defiance to God as prophesied 3,000 years ago in Psalm chapter 2. Can I ask you, where do you stand? Can I ask you, where do you stand? Do you know the living Christ and the power of the Spirit of God? Does Christ dwell in you? Are you a seeker? Are you in between? Are you looking? Look at the cross and ask the questions why. For those who have been into the New Age and other things, have you reached God? Do you know Him? It's clear that you don't. You have real experiences, real things that have occurred, but not from God. Yes, they will give you non-human enhancements to preoccupy, distract, deceive, and use you. The greatest deception in human history, the masquerade of the entirety of human civilization since the fall, is upon us. When the right authority or power is given with the removal of the restrainer, here's what occurs. The power to take peace from the earth, the totality of the earth, to take arene, the cessation of hostilities, literally to, in a sense, take away everything that restrains all hell from breaking loose and all of the satanic agenda, accomplishing the chaos, the death, the elimination of population, the elimination of resistors, the elimination of believers. Taking peace from the earth will be listen, you will not miss this event. It's global. It's worldwide. It will involve the collapse of nations, governments, economies, militaries, cities. And look what it says. Ultimately, it brings a cause that they should kill one another. Did you read this? Revelation 6:4. Listen, a simple Greek word, a powerful one, it's not used, sphadzo. not so much of military at all, not in this one. Here it's in reference to and actually used in animal butchery, an actual animal or human sacrifice, civil insurrection. It's as if it is used of crazy people unleashed, butchering others to pieces, whether by a knife, by a sword, by weaponry, whatever it may be. You see, for the Red Horse, it's all about given a great butchering sword, an ability to bring a great butchering. Yes, there will be millions that will die, a reduction of population, but a targeting also, as we'll see later on, of believers. This has not yet occurred. Though I believe the white horse, as far as the rise of the spirit of Antichrist, the birth of the Antichrist, the building of the regime, the bulging of the seams for it to break loose, I believe once the restraint is moved and the red horse event occurs, the world will know that it has hit a unprecedented, never before has this ever occurred in a global sense, human slaughter, butchery. Undergrounders have been trained. That's all they want to do. Kill tens, twenties, thirties, forties, hundreds. Targeting pastors and leaders and other resistors. So I would encourage you, in a 664-page book called The Black Awakening, that focuses all of this information of the Red Horse issue primarily. If you're a believer in Christ, are you prepared? If you're not a believer in Christ, whom do you serve? If you lose your life tonight, where do you go? What right would you have to heaven? If you spit in the face of Christ and reject the grace of God now, guaranteed you will not get it after you die. You see, the black horse is coming, the pale horse with the rider Death and Hades. This is part two of the series of the seven seals. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web.